Chapter 4. All over the world, Moran decided, the past was being wiped out by condominiums. There were condos now on the polo grounds west of the hotel where amphibious task force helicopters had dropped off Marines from the USS Boxer, the grounds becoming a staging area for Marine patrols into the city. There were condos and office buildings rising in downtown Santo Domingo with the initials of political parties spray-painted on fresh cement, PRD and PQD. But only a few Yankees go home now, on peeling walls out in the country, old graffiti Moran had noticed coming in from the airport. There were young wives of ballplayers sunning themselves at the hotel pool, where the Marines had set up their water purification tanks, the young wives talking about housing and travel, while their husbands, down here to play winter ball, took batting practice and went off for a round of golf. There were no open fields near the hotel now. The gardens were gone, where the first group of Marines had dug in. The Kentucky Fried Chicken place on the corner of Avenida Washington and Socorro Sanchez was gone. The mahogany trees on the street south of the U.S. Embassy were still there. The trees looked the same. They had gone up this street, beneath the arch of trees, wide-eyed in the dark, all the way to Nicolas Pinson, in a war where the street signs were intact, and they found their way with a Texaco road map. In the morning, they saw people in the streets, crowds of people lining Washington along the oceanfront like they were watching a parade. They were waving at the tanks and Amtraks. Even with the Fuera Yankees signs painted on houses, most of the people seemed glad to see them. The next day, filing back to the embassy, a Marine walking point was shot dead by a sniper. Item Company at Checkpoint Charlie, north of the embassy, drew heavy fire, and soon there were snipers working the whole neighborhood, what was supposed to be the international safety zone, using bazookas as well as small arms, even old water-cooled 30s that pounded out a heavy sound and at first were thought to be 50 caliber. The Marines moved cross town, east, establishing a line of communication with the 82nd Airborne Troopers coming into the city across the Duarte Bridge. The LOC held the rebels cornered in the old section of the city and kept the loyalists from getting at them. But it didn't stop the sniper.